using the best possible techniques and with perfect information that we have currently available, there's still going to be uncertainty about the reliability performance of our products. Things change. The environment changes, customers' expectation changes, there's variability that's well outside of our control. But even for the things that we do have a handle on, a vendor may change their manufacturing process and inadvertently lead to latent defects. Our own manufacturing process can have an unintended consequence of introducing a new step in the process meant to do a cost savings, for example, or installation practices, or startup practices, or a new bit of software. There's literally thousands of ways our products can fail. And understanding and characterizing every one of them, even NASA is not able to do that. So it's not a resource or a technical limitation. It's just that it's really hard predicting the future. There is uncertainty. So one of the ideas, and what we'll talk about here, is if you're able to characterize that uncertainty to a little bit, you have a better understanding of how well your prediction is able to predict the future. It gives you a window, not just a point estimate. So given all the variability that we have to deal with, is how do we go about predicting, why do we think we can even predict the future? Well, I know firsthand that many product development teams do need an estimate to know whether they're on target or not. They need that feedback. And then understanding and monitoring it over time gives you feedback as to whether your predictions were correct or not. Now, in some cases, you get surprised, but with reasonable work and engineering effort to create an estimate for your product, they aren't all that bad. It can be done. It does take a combination of a number of different methods, from field data to physics of failure to internal testing, but you can tabulate and figure out roughly how good your product is going to be in the field. And that has a lot of value, both for making decisions and directly back to your organization financially. But making predictions is tough, and it really is looking into the future. So adding a little bit of fuzziness around your number so that you acknowledge that it is uncertain goes a long way to building your own credibility, but also to understand how to improve your prediction by improving the accuracy of your data. Now, predicting uncertainty, say for a parts count prediction that uses failure rate data, is that the exponential distribution comes kind of built in with its own standard deviation. The same parameter for failure rate is its standard deviation. And so we can put confidence intervals or confidence bounds around our prediction by tabulating the uncertainty of all of the inputs. Now, for some parts, this becomes a meaningless number going from zero to a very large number, so that most any number could be possible. In other cases, it makes more sense, and it gives us a reasonable estimate of a bound of where our variability of the inputs contributes to our output. In some cases, we may have a normal distribution. I haven't seen this very often, but it may happen for your product. And I'll use this as an example because analogously for Weibull distribution or for any time to failure distribution, you can put a confidence bound around it. And that's what this formula is for the normal distribution. For the lower bound, which is kind of the low end of the reliability we would expect, it's really a function of, well, how many samples did I have, which goes into that Z value, the number of standard deviations my estimate's good for, the underlying variability of the data, that sigma, and then how many samples did I have? So I can get an estimate of what kind of accuracy I want. I should correct something. The Z value is based on, well, how accurate do I need to be? So it'd be like a 90% confidence. That's where that Z value comes from. N is how much data I have to contribute to that, and sigma is the variability. But that gives us a window of well, what's the uncertainty given the information and accuracy that we're, confidence, I should say, that we're looking for? So if we say something's going to be 98% reliable at 5 years, but the 90% confidence says, well, it actually could be 90% reliable at 5 years, well, do we need more information, more samples, more accurate, or take more risk? Because if that crosses our threshold, that say we're only going to ship if it's 95% reliable, then either we need a better estimate or we decide not to ship. And it helps us to characterize where the uncertainty comes from and what options we have available. So oftentimes these kinds of exam problems will involve, well, what's the probability of our prediction being accurate and variations of that? And we'll work out some examples, be adding those to the course after I finish the lectures, of how do you solve problems like this, of putting an accuracy bound on, a lower bound on your prediction. A key technique is to sketch out the problem, draw it out. What's the distribution look like, and what are the elements you're looking for? And we'll do some examples. In the next section, we'll wrap up section 4 of the body of knowledge, but we'll finish off with tolerance intervals.